Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm Doug McBurney, guest hosting, sitting in today while Bob is out in Michigan doing the personhood seminar that apparently Mr. Mangopoulos has dubbed this seminar On the Brink. Yes, he says the strategy's been wrong, and that's why we're losing it, talking about the pro-life strategy. Go to kgov.com if you want to find out about the Michigan Personhood Seminar. It is Saturday, September 19th. You can get all the information at kgov. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll be a day well spent. This is only a half-hour broadcast. This could be the fastest half-hour in the history of all Christian media ever. So sit back and buckle your seatbelt. As I said, I am Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview, which you can find at theweeklyworldview.com. That's right, you could just Google my name, Doug McBurney. You'll find the Weekly Worldview. I'm finally ahead of the funeral director for whom with whom I've been competing for the number one listing on Google. I finally beat him. He's obviously not as good at search engine optimization as my good friend Tony Funderburk is. He optimized my Weekly Worldview website. That's theweeklyworldview.com. And by the way, if you want a great gift for your kids, go to Tony Funderburk's website. You could just Google Tony Funderburk. It's spelled just like it sounds. Anyway, go to ton-o-fun-tunes. Ton of fun tunes. Ton-o-fun-tunes. Ton of fun tunes. And Tony will customize songs for your kids. It's just great. I mean, if you're looking for something Christian, Christ-centered, biblical, that's a lot of fun for the kids, go to Ton of Fun Tunes and pick that up from Tony. You'll absolutely love it. All right. I'm going to give a preemptive warning. Warning, Will Robinson. There are Bible verses up ahead for those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity. We know here at Bob Enyart Live that you would not tolerate anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. This warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Okay, now I'm going to quote some Bible verses, but I'm going to cite some Bible verses, but I don't have time to read them. You'll have to look them up yourself. Dateline Thousand Oaks, California, from the Associated Press. Officials say two children and a man have been found dead in an apartment in an apparent homicide in Southern California. Ventura County sheriffs say a Thousand Oaks woman found the bodies of her 12-year-old son, her 6-year-old daughter, and her ex-husband in an apartment on Wednesday night. This is just an average Wednesday night in any town, USA, ladies and gentlemen, where we tolerate murderers in direct violation of Ezekiel 13:19. I don't have time to go into Ezekiel. Look it up for yourselves. Dateline Washington, D.C. No, I don't want to do that yet. First, I want to talk about the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. The Colorado Right to Life Banquet is coming up Saturday, September 26th here in Denver. It's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel right next door to Auschwitz, the largest child-killing center in America built by Planned Parenthood, despite the protestations of the Collaborators Project. It was built by the White's Construction Company, and we will be hosting the Colorado Right to Life Banquet there next Saturday, September 26th. Lila Rose will be flying in from California. She's going to speak and she's going to show videos she shot undercover at Planned Parenthood. Her work has led to a number of charges against these abortion mills. Great coverage for the pro-life cause on shows like Bill O'Reilly, and she's working to get some clinics shut down as a result of her work. You get a chance to hear Lila speak, and you may get a chance to meet her if you watch your P's and Q's. You may get to shake her hand and say hello. An incredible young woman with a heart for the pro-life cause. We will also have a number of leaders from the Colorado Personhood Initiative giving us an update on the campaign. We're bringing personhood back to the ballot in 2010. Everyone said it couldn't be done. Some people still think we're crazy, but we will continue to bring this question before the voters of America until the Lord returns or until we win and end the killing of innocent people in America under the cover of law. So come on out to the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. You can sponsor a table of eight for only $600. A single plate this year is only $75. If you want to sign up, call Colorado Right to Life. Call them right now. Today's the day to do it. Now's the time to do it. Call and sign up. It's 303-753-9394. That's Colorado Right to Life. Call them up. Tell them you heard Doug on the radio. You heard this loudmouth on the radio. You want to sign up for the banquet. 303-753-9394. Sponsor a table for eight people if you can't make it. All right. So there's the banquet. We've got that out of the way. And I've given the warning, the preemptive warning for the scriptures. We've talked about the Lansing, Michigan seminar, Saturday, September 19th. If you're listening on KGov and you're in the area, get all the information, sign up. I'm not sure what it costs, but whatever it is, it's not enough. But you should be out there. Oh, and if you want to call in, I doubt we'll have time to take your calls, but you can try, but you better have something relevant, pertinent, something constructive. The number to call if you want to is 303. No, what is the number? It's 800. 800-836-9278 if you want to be on the program. That's 1-800-836-9278 if you would like to be on the program. But you better bring something because we have a very strict screening process. Isn't that right? I'm getting a nod. Okay. Dateline Washington, D.C. from CNN. The Obama administration will scrap the Missile Defense Shield program in Eastern Europe. That's right. It's been announced today on the 70th anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Poland, oddly enough. And now, we haven't gotten any real details about this plan to scrap the Missile Defense Shield, except from jumping Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States. Yes, Biden spoke up. Now, earlier today, he refused to confirm to CNN that the plan was being shelved, but keep in mind, Joe Biden never admitted to those hair plugs either. So you can't really trust anything this guy says. Now, Biden, although he would not confirm that the plan was being scrapped, he did explain the logic of doing so. Oddly enough, only Joe Biden could do something like that. He says that Iran, which is a key concern for the United States, is no longer a threat. So that's Joe Biden's rationale. He says, quote, "The whole purpose of this exercise we are undertaking is to diminish the prospect of the Iranians destabilizing that region of the world. I," that's jumping Joe Biden, "am less concerned, much less concerned about the Iranian potential. They have no potential at this moment. They have no capacity to launch a missile at the United States of America." Said one jumping Joe Biden. Joe plugs Biden. Yeah. Hey, Joe. The missile shield in Eastern Europe wasn't designed to protect the United States of America, you moron. It was designed to protect Eastern Europe. Anyway, so no Bible verse associated with that. Maybe we could come up with a universal Bible verse to apply to Joe Biden. If you can think of that verse and you're witty, give us a call at 1-800-836-9278. You might make it on the broadcast. All right, now let's move on into more disturbing news. I saw this headline on realpolitics.com this morning. Nancy Pelosi chokes. And I must say, I was very interested to read the story. But it turns out she was in no physical danger, unfortunately. Apparently, she's just off her medication. Pelosi chokes up, warning against political violence. So we've got a warning against political violence from one Nancy Choke Pelosi from realpolitics.com. Nancy says, quote, "I have concerns about some of the language that is being used because I saw this myself in the late 70s in San Francisco. This kind of rhetoric is just, it's really frightening. And it created a climate in which violence took place. And I wish we would all just curb our enthusiasm in some of the statements we're making." That was my weak impression of Nancy Pelosi. I didn't actually see the video. But Nancy, I want to remind you that we are all not on a combination of prescription drugs that allow us to curb our enthusiasm like yourself. And the rhetoric to which she refers, if I'm not mistaken, she's talking about the late 70s in San Francisco, the rhetoric that led to violence to which she refers, if I'm not mistaken, it's related to the Black Power movement, the Black Panthers, the Weather Underground, the SDS and all that. Right? Isn't that where violence came in the late 70s there in San Francisco? Nancy, what you're hearing today is angry rhetoric from the people who built this country, not those seeking to destroy it. So don't confuse the two. And while we might be angry, Nan, we're not going to come and burn your house down or blow up your office building. We're going to defeat you within the bounds of morality, ma'am. So get ready for it. And you know, that's what Nan is really concerned about. And that's why she feels the need to introduce rhetoric, you know, designed to vilify those who are really building political momentum against her and against the left in general. You know, Nan senses that there's a political firestorm coming and that if she blinks, she might miss it. Yeah, if she blinks, she might find herself on a plane back to California. But this time she'll have to buy the ticket herself instead of having Air Force 3 or whatever she flies around on. Did I say if she blinks? That's kind of interesting. Well, don't worry, Nan. When the right wing throws you and your ilk out of office, I volunteer myself to soften the blow by ponying up the money for a ticket to back to Marin County or whatever other planet you want to return to. So don't get all flustered, Nan. By the way, your Bible verse for this story, Isaiah 3:12. I don't have time. It's only a half hour show. Isaiah 3, verse 12. Look it up for yourself. It'll do you a lot of good. Now, this next story is just disturbing. This is from the higher education file. I want all parents to take note. And those of you in the audience who are considering a college education for whatever reason, and I'm not going to sit here and say there's anything wrong with a college education. I suppose if you want to do something real specific, that a college education might be necessary. But I just want parents and students alike to think twice. Parents, take note here. From CBS News, the student who alleged she was assaulted and violated by five men inside a Hofstra University dormitory bathroom last Sunday has now admitted to making the entire story up. That's according to the Nassau County District Attorney's Office. Charges against the four men have now been dropped. And as of late Wednesday night, the district attorney had not decided whether to press charges against the woman. Now, that's not the most shocking part of this story. If you can believe that, that is not the most alarming part of this story. An attorney for one of the accused men says that the entire encounter between this woman and four or five men was recorded on a cell phone and was apparently consensual. Did you get that? Okay, so those of you considering the possibility of sending your daughter off to university so that you can improve her mind, be careful that you don't lose her soul or her body. And your Bible verse for this, students, is Exodus 20, verse 16. Exodus 20, verse 16. Look it up. Anyway, I never went to college. You know, I went into service, and then I got out of the service. I was going to be a rock star, and I joined a band. And by the time the band didn't work out, I was married, and I needed to make money. And so I never did make it to college. But I don't begrudge anyone who did. Well, except this young lady and the five guys. And it's pretty much a condemnation of Hofstra University in general. For whatever that's worth. All right. Now, I saw this on Drudge this morning. Now, Drudge is obsessed with cameras. And I'm not sure why that. I don't know what Drudge is up to that he doesn't want caught on camera. But he seems obsessed with cameras. Apparently, in Medina, Washington, there's a sign when you drive into town that says you are entering a 24-hour video surveillance area. Yeah, cameras have been installed at intersections there in Medina, Washington, which is, I believe, in the Seattle area, to monitor every vehicle coming into the city. Under the what they call the Automatic License Plate Recognition Project, once a car enters Medina, a camera captures its license plate number, and within seconds, that number is run through a database. If a hit comes up for a felony, like let's say the vehicle was reported stolen or is being driven by a homicide suspect, the information is transmitted instantaneously to police, who can then leap into action, according to the police chief there, Jeffrey Chen. I think that's really cool. I think it's great. Now these cameras, according to the story, which is from the Medina, Washington newspaper, these cameras provide the police with intelligence, according to the police chief, Jeffrey Chen. He said, it gets us in front of the criminals. In front of the criminals, I don't like being on a level playing field with the criminals. That's Jeffrey Chen, the chief of police out in Medina, Washington. And when he was asked by the news reporter, Police Chief Chen declined to give the number and location of all the cameras. I like this guy. So the reporter asked him, could you let us know how many cameras there are and exactly where they are? And he said, no, I'm not going to tell you. What have you got in your trunk? Anyway, this annoyed the ACLU, as you can well imagine. Now, Medina, Washington is a city of only 3,100 people, and last year there were 11 burglaries in the town, according to the police chief. Now, Chen says, quote, some people think that that number of burglaries is tolerable, but even one crime is intolerable, said Police Chief Chen. I like this guy. We need this guy in Denver. We need this guy as the Attorney General of the United States. Yeah. So as soon as we bounce Eric Holder out of office, maybe we can nominate Police Chief Jeffrey Chen from Medina, Washington. What a guy. Now, as I said, the American Civil Liberties Union is annoyed, and they have spoken up. Let's see, Doug Honig, a spokesman for the aforementioned American Civil Liberties Union, he said such a system, that he's referring to the automatic license plate recognition system, such a system smacks of privacy violations. Yes, we have a quote. We have a quote. No, we have actual tape. Do we have actual tape from Doug Honig, spokesman for the American Civil Liberties Union? Okay, roll it. Government shouldn't be keeping records of people's comings and goings when they haven't done anything wrong. By actions like this, we're moving closer and closer to a surveillance society. Now, was that actual tape, or was that me just doing an impression? That was actually me. The thing is I don't know that Doug Honig, spokesman for the American Civil Liberties Union, I don't know that he's a flaming homosexual. I don't know that. I'm just implying it here, and it's really just my opinion. Anyway, go, Police Chief Jeffrey Chen. I like this guy. We need to keep track of this guy. This is the kind of guy America needs. By the way, your Bible verse in relationship to this story, Daniel chapter 2, verse 29. It's only a half hour show. What have I got, 12 minutes left? I don't have time to go in and look up these Bible verses for you. Do it yourself. It will do you a lot of good. That's Daniel chapter 2 and verse 29. By the way, if you want to call in, if you have the nerve to call into this show, it's 1-800-836-9278. But I'm telling you, you better bring something because I don't have a lot of time to waste. I don't have time to mess around. I've got a lot of points to make. I've got some Bible verses to get out there to the unwashed heathen masses who may have come across this radio station completely by accident in their car as they're scanning through looking for something to listen to. They may have found this. And those unwashed heathens, they need me. And so don't interrupt. Okay, now have you heard about this terror probe? No, almost no one has heard about this terror probe. There's a terror probe going on, apparently out in Queens and right here in Denver, Colorado. Yeah, a young man by the name of... Man, I haven't seen that many vowels in one place. Let's see. Najibulizazi. He plans to meet with FBI agents today. That's Thursday, the 17th of September. Now, I think it's probably because the FBI is insisting that he meets with them. I don't think that he's all that excited about meeting with them. He has an attorney, by the way, named Arthur Folsom. That's the attorney for Najibulizazi. Agents questioned Zazi for hours yesterday, and they searched his apartment and his home, the home of his aunt and his uncle, in the Denver suburb of Aurora. Now, his lawyer, Arthur Folsom, Zazi, by the way, drives a shuttle bus for the Denver International Airport, and he's a suspected Al-Qaeda operative, if you can believe that. Now, we don't know that he's guilty or innocent, but he's suspected, okay? Well, his lawyer says that Zazi was born in Afghanistan, and then he moved to Pakistan when he was 7, and then he emigrated to the United States in 1999. Zazi's aunt had said earlier that Zazi was born in Pakistan and grew up in Queens. So, I mean, this is as bad as Barry Ho and the birth certificate thing. Where was the guy born and when, exactly? Barry Ho, by the way, is my pet name for Barack Hussein Obama. And if you want to know why I call him Barry Ho, I'm not allowed to say it on Bob Enyart's show. So you have to go to theweeklyworldview.com and go back like 25 shows and listen. and then you'll find out why I call him Barry Ho. But it is a very inclusive pet name that I have for Barry. Barry Ho. Now, where was I? How did I get off on Barry? Oh, yeah. Where was the guy born? Okay. Now, the task force, the FBI task force, who's involved in the terrorism probe that doesn't seem to make the news anywhere, he says they fear that Zazi may be involved in a potential plot involving homemade hydrogen peroxide-based explosives like those cited in an intelligence warning issued Monday. You know, with Barry Ho and the likes of all his liberal cadre up there in Washington, you know, scrapping the missile shield today. I mean, I just get the feeling that we're less safe, and maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe I need to go see Nancy Pelosi's pharmacist and I'll feel better, but I'm just getting a little nervous, that's all. It just makes me, let's see, shuttle bus driver, and I don't have a Bible verse related to Mr. Najibullah Zazi. Who may very well be just an innocent man with a weird beard who drives a bus around Denver International Airport. That could be all it is. But I just hope they look into it thoroughly. Hey, just because they didn't find the bombs in his apartment or his aunt's apartment doesn't mean they shouldn't stop looking, in my opinion. All right. Let's see. Oh, this is disturbing. Dateline Columbus, Ohio, from the Associated Press. Lawyers plan state and federal lawsuits to stop next week's unprecedented second execution attempt of a man whose lethal injection failed last Tuesday. Have you ever heard of a lethal injection failing? It's got to be a government operation, right? How do you screw that up, for crying out loud? You know, it's not like a firing squad where you actually have to aim. You know, it's not like an electric chair where there's a lot of technical things that could go wrong. I mean, you put the needle in, you let the drugs flow. I mean, how hard can this be? Anyway, they were trying to find veins on this murderer. By the way, this murderer's name is Ronald Broom. Let me see. He was sentenced to die for the violation and stabbing death of a 14-year-old girl, Trina Middleton, who he kidnapped in Cleveland back in the year 1984. Did you hear that? I said 1984 is when he actually killed this girl, and he's slated for execution. It's 2009. 30% of my audience wasn't even born at that time. And you know, you've heard justice delayed is justice denied. And that's exactly what's happening in this case. And it could be denied even further. They couldn't find this murderer's veins and his lawyers. And so they called off the execution. For crying out loud, couldn't someone pick up a broom handle? I mean, wasn't there anything else available in the room? Come on. Tell me there wasn't an able-bodied man who could take care of the job? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, his lawyers say that he sustained both physical and mental injuries during the botched execution. And his lawyer says it's going to take time for all the psychic trauma to dissipate. Even if it never goes away, I think it's wrong to try to execute him again so quickly in these circumstances. Yeah. Well, the mental injuries that he suffered during the botched execution is nothing compared to what he'll get from Jesus Christ on the other side unless he repents. That's right. Even this disgusting, gross murderer is salvageable by the grace of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing that Jesus could forgive even this guy? Jesus has much more capacity for forgiveness than do I. And that's true. Let's see. That's all I want to do on this story. Your Bible verse for this story, by the way, Genesis 9, verse 6. Genesis 9, verse 6. For those of you who are uninitiated in the audience, Genesis is near the front of the Bible. It's near the beginning. Okay, let's move on. Other stories of major import. Attention all tree huggers. I'm holding you accountable for this one, okay? All you tree huggers out there. This is from KHQ TV in Kamaya, Idaho. 20-year-old Michelle Childers and her husband Daniel were taking a recreational drive on a rural road back on September 5th when a spruce tree crashed through the passenger side window of their vehicle. Yeah. Now, the woman, Michelle Childers, she says she felt a strange pressure on her neck and shoulder, and her husband informed her that the tree limb had impaled her. That's right. She's impaled on. Now, it's not, I understand it's not anything to laugh about, but it strikes me as funny. Now, she's okay, so I can laugh. Now, the couple, they called for help, and they were flown by helicopter to St. Patrick Hospital out in Missoula, Montana. The 13-inch tree limb was removed from her neck during a six-hour surgery. Yeah, and so you tree huggers out there, if you would just get out of the way and let conservatives clear some of these trees along the highways and byways of America, we could avoid tragedies like this. And if it saves even one life, wouldn't it be worth it? Wouldn't it? All right, your Bible verse to relate to this story? Can you believe there's a Bible verse that relates to this story? Folks, there's, if you listen to Bob Inyart Live on a regular basis, you'll find that there's a Bible verse and a Bible teaching that relates to virtually any headline or any story in the news today. And so the Bible verse that I am going to assign my students for this particular story, the impaling of the Idaho woman due to the negligence of tree huggers around the world, the Bible verse is Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Yes, go ahead and look it up. Go ahead and look it up. All right, now, here's a story, and I don't have a Bible verse for it, but I have got to let you know about this. From the Associated Press, a report from Washington says that it'll cost taxpayers $6.5 billion over the next 20 years to maintain the fence along the U.S.-Mexico border. $6.5 billion to maintain a fence. It's a fence. It's not a jetliner. This got to be a government operation. As of May 14th, there have been 3,363 breaches of the border fence, each of which cost about $1,300 to repair. It's a fence. $1,300. What did they do? Come and blow massive holes in the fence for crying out? How does it cost $1,300 to repair a fence? Anyway, it must be a government operation. Okay, see, and I got stories left that I can't get to because we're running out of time. That's why I didn't take your calls. I'm sorry for all of you people waiting. Anyway, if you're in Michigan, visit Bob Saturday, September 19th. Go to KGov, get all the information. He will be giving his personhood seminar on the brink, hosted by John Mangopoulos. Oh, the telethon. We started yesterday at $19,400. Today we're at $20,054, so we're behind. Help us out. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada. Our website is kgov.com. God bless you all, and may the peace of Jesus Christ go with you.